Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jimmy Carter, good morning.
And good morning, good morning. Real quick, I just like to put these things out there. Riley Green played rodeo last night in Houston, 59,000 and something people. Reba the night before, 69,000. Just keeping score on everybody, see how they're all doing. Riley Green is definitely a future current star, but, man, 59,000 isn't bad for night was that, Wednesday night?
There's just so many new names. Some of the new names are okay, you know, but they're, you know, a lot of people think they're better, but so they're getting a lot of attention and play, and you keep hearing their names more. But some of them, and I put Riley Green in this category, they're going to be sustaining and big old stars, I predict. Yeah, he will.
Yeah, this guy's a matinee idol looking guy, and he's single.
Oh, is he?
He just read for some shows in Hollywood, so you might see him on a TV show sometime soon. And he's, you know, 59,000 is not a bad number, and ladies do like him, so that's usually a good sign. God, where do you start? I don't really want to do this, but it's fair to do it. It really is. The other night on the Trump speech, he mentioned that the government was spending $8 million for making mice transgender. Now, that really was not completely accurate, but the government did spend $8 million for some treatments on mice. And one of them, and it breaks down to a whole bunch, and I'm not going to get into the very details, but they do run tests on mice to see how it affects them, and then they jump up and say, okay, well, if it didn't affect them, let's see if it doesn't affect humans. They tried out on mice first, and there was definitely something they spent for a cross-sex hormone therapy, something or another. But, you know, it's devil's in the details on a lot of these things that Trump says or doesn't say.
You're right. And he was that way before for 4 years. He's that way now. That speech
amazing. In fact, I was mentioning this to somebody yesterday. Trump is kind of the guy, you know, if you took him fishing and came back and you ask him, how'd you do fishing? Well, I had the biggest fish you've ever seen. Cause
it's
he's
a beautiful fish.
They've never
seen a fish like it before, ever
it was
before.
12 pounds. In reality, it was probably about 8.5.
Yeah.
But he said it was 12. You know, so that's just how he rolls.
Just take it at face value while we're talking about that, because I didn't bring it up yesterday. And he's always done this, and I think he knows the difference. But you know, when Elon and his team at Doe's first discovered all of these names on the Social Security rolls, including people that had been dead 300 years longer than our country's been alive, literally. But they weren't all getting payments. So he said, here's 3,000 people that are 120 and over. And, well, yeah, they were on the rolls. And
but they're
possibly
still not, they're
somebody
not
could have
checked.
Exploited that. They were not getting money. Yeah. But,
but you know, I understand. You know, you don't want to be the one that stands up and corrects Trump, even on the radio, which we're doing, because, you know, it's not very popular to do. But it is correct to be fair. And people yesterday, the reaction to the Democrats and their faces, I mean, I heard everything. The example one I loved is that the Democrats at the congressional thing looked like the kids at the Thanksgiving table that have to sit at the kids' table.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't happy because they didn't get to sit with the big kids. They had to sit over there on the side. Or they were kids that were in the lunchroom at school that were being detained because they did whatever. So they're having to do a mass detainment in the lunchroom at school. I mean, every one of them was texting, sleeping, growling, holding up ping pong paddles in protest and whatever. They clearly don't have a leader.
They know they blew it. Being home especially, I followed all the news channels throughout the day doing stuff, and they really reacted poorly yesterday as a group. I mean, they were yelling and screaming and saying, you know, childish things and using language over and over that was, like in Senate and House hearings, really bad, man. I mean,
well, it's so really true.
Somebody said that
these people hate Trump more than they love America. I mean, I don't know about that, but they do hate Trump. I mean, they hate him a lot, and it makes them crazy. And the people that I know that hate Trump act crazy, and they really have. People have lost friends, family members, and everything over this, much more than it ever was with Kennedy or Johnson or even Obama. I didn't
totally
see people losing friendships over Obama. He was just, you know, people didn't want him in some cases, but I think they didn't just, you know, say, I'm not talking to you anymore. And that's how people have gotten to be on the right and the left side of the Trump issues. It's really, really sad because I know I've had a couple of people that I'm not particularly friends with anymore. Not because I've dropped them, is that they just don't want anybody unless they're hearing the same tune that they want to hear. They want to be on the same church page. This is Ukraine, I know, makes people. Ukraine now has gotten to be a subject that's like Vietnam was when I was a young radio news anchor and those kind of things, that you just see another Vietnam story coming up, unless it's the last story that they're evacuating Saigon. You just couldn't do one more story. Or there was the Watergate hearings that went on and on and on and on. You couldn't just see one more Watergate story. So I'm going to do this in bullet points because there's a lot going on. Real quick, Zelensky in Brussels. The European leaders are trying to figure out what to do. Russia has said if Europe brings soldiers into Ukraine, you're talking direct war. And that's pretty significant. Overnight missile attack in Zelensky's hometown hit a hotel, killed some people. There have been some attacks that Ukraine has done on big oil refineries and stuff in Russia. So this is still very much an active direct war going on. And we'll see what's going to happen. Now, the Kremlin, they're doing a lot more talking than they were doing a while ago. France has now offered to share intelligence with Ukraine since the U.S. has pulled away from doing so. So Europe is trying to fill in the gaps that the U.S. has left, but it's still not got anybody to a peace table yet. And then Trump has given one more last warning to Hamas. Now, we did one last warning, you know, a while ago, and then they started releasing people on a schedule. Then we ran out of this schedule, and there was no negotiations. So Trump said
on
social media,
you better give them all to us now.
Now,
or you're going to die.
Dead bodies and everything. You know, we want it all. And he's given Israel all kinds of any kind of weapon or permissions or whatever they want to do to get this going. But we want it over. And he told the people of Gaza, if you don't get out of there or if you don't give up these bodies, it's over for you. So those are your Ukraine and Middle Eastern stories. And I know people get tired of hearing them, but some days you kind of just have to do it. This $2 billion foreign aid debt from the, heard a lot of talk about this yesterday from the Supreme Court, and people are looking at it along political sides, which is very dangerous for the Supreme Court when people do that, whether they're ruling, he ruled in favor of the Democrats, or he ruled in favor of the Republicans. It's not what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be ruling based on what the law is. And yesterday, they're all jumping on Amy Coney Barrett, ACB, as they call, because she voted on the side of telling the government that you've got to pay these bills. What this was, Trump froze payments to some foreign aid agencies for work they had already completed. Well, as Judge Carter used to tell me, bad cases make bad law. That's not a case you want to stand and die on a hill for. Because
I'm really glad you explained
the work.
That. I think for our listeners as well, if you've been hearing about that, yeah, he lost that court case, President Trump. They said, no, you got contracts, you're going to pay it. But I took that to mean that they had these contracts, maybe with 3 years left on it, you just have to stick with it. You're saying it's not that. It's they've done this work, and he's saying, I ain't paying you.
They've done the work, and they have to pay for the work that has been completed.
That's way different.
And that's pretty common now. The other part of this on the side that on the minority opinion, and they ask questions that nobody answered, can a single district judge who lacks jurisdiction have power for the government to tell them what they should pay and what they shouldn't pay of $2 billion tax dollars? And that's a good question that a single district court judge, but when they voted yesterday, they did not give a reason. They just affirmed the district court's opinion. So they didn't go into explanation of why they voted the way they did. So, again, politicizing the Supreme Court, you know, it's people do it, but it's a difficult place to live.
Scary.
A Texas man. You know, you guys got some good people
too. You meant to say a Florida man, didn't you?
Usually it is. But this, in case, was a Texas man. And I didn't say where. I guess he was down in Florida, though. He was in Florida. In Florida. It always has to be at the Mall of Millennia in Orlando. Jathan Gilder, 32, from Texas, went into the Tiffany store, claimed he was doing this for an NBA player. They took him in the back room and showed him a bunch of jewelry, earrings and some other things, and they were setting up the wire transfer when he just grabbed the jewelry and ran out of the store, and they caught him. They swallowed it after that. So he swallowed several solitaire earrings and asking, can you put me in jail for something you don't see? So I don't think that's going to work out real good.
By the way, I happen to have shared that story because it came up on the subject of one of the quick jokes on the late night host last night. So I went to that Channel 2 in Orlando and got the whole story. And it reminded me, I forgot to say this. I used to have a friend, you'd say, how you doing? He would say, oh, I'm pooping diamonds. That's how they're going to get them back.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, I'm booping down.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
That means you're doing good, I guess, if you're doing that.
I guess.
All right, Generation Z, more economic challenges for them. They're young concert goers. And I look back on my concert tickets that were some of the best people in the world, $3, $5, $4, $2.50, that type of thing. And now they say the average ticket price for the top 100 tours is $135.92. In 1996, it was $25.81. That's inflation right there for ticket price. Dynamic pricing is what's doing this. And today, there's a lot of pre-sales going on today. And Eric Clapton's coming to the United States. Not anywhere near you, though. They're like Nashville and New York and some places. And there are a couple other people that are on tour. The tickets are going on sale this week. And, of course, there's rodeo in Houston and Austin and all kinds of places. The CHIP bill, that was one that they're going after right now, the CHIPS Act. And this is the act, the way I understand it, is why they're able to build that big factory in Taylor, Texas. Wasn't that true? It came out of the CHIPS Act?
It did, yeah. Led in part by John Cornyn.
Yeah, so
it was during or right after COVID.
Cancel.
That's when the country realized we used to make, I think it was 60% of the chips we were consuming, and a lot of them were made by Motorola and I don't remember who all here in Austin. And then, of course, it got cheaper in China. They all went away. And they said, we can't let this happen again, and I agree.
So we're building chip plants, and some of them, you know, this has all come from the CHIPS Act. And there's one I was talking to in my station in Syracuse this morning, and they said Micron has signed up to build a huge chips plant in Syracuse, but because of federal regulation tied up, they hadn't been able to get approval on all the land you know, to be able to start working on it. That's what one thing Trump was saying, is that you get this stuff and you tie it all up with these regulations that go on forever for approval, and sometimes they take 5 years, 10 years to get approved on stuff. So hopefully they're cutting out some of the red tape. But now they're trying to cut out what money has not been given out on the CHIPS Act and just tell them, put it toward the debt. So people are fighting that. It said one Ohio congressman, you could hear an audible gasp in the room when Trump started attacking the law. And CHIPS funding has been very popular in a lot of places. And they're going to vote today on whether to censure Al Green, the congressman that stood up and shook that cane. I had more than one person tell me, I thought it, but I didn't speak it. When he pointed that cane up at him, did you think that should be almost like a weapon or something?
Oh, you thought that? I thought, yeah. There he goes, defining the original meaning, I suspect, of he was raising cane.
Well, he was raising cane. Now, but this guy, when he pointed that thing up there, somebody said, oh, God, because we've all seen too many TV shows and movies, yeah, on Wild Wild West and things where you had guns in canes. And I said, oh, my God, you know, I hope they check that cane out before they let him in there with it. But I'm sure that made more than a few security people nervous when he pointed that cane directly and shook it at Trump. He's going to get censured today, I think. And what does that mean? This means you've been bad, and this, you know, kind of goes against your record if you care, which I'm not so sure he does. He's the one that has tried to get Trump impeached. I think he's filed it a couple of times since Trump's been president this time. Just he constantly wants him to be impeached.
He being interviewed yesterday, he said, you know, did he regret it, whatever? He said, absolutely not. At least
he didn't regret anything.
Somebody stood up to Trump. Yeah,
he's a piece of work.
The wrong one.
All right, back in a second, right after this.
He buys and sells more head of cattle than anyone in America. From Swartner, Texas, fourth-generation cattle rancher Jim Swartner.
You know, some of the most important people in our life are not getting much respect these days. That's your policemen and first responders. They risk their lives all the time keeping us safe. These brave men and women are our first line of defense, protecting our friends and family. So the next time you see a policeman or a first responder, thank them for their service and let them know how much you respect and appreciate everything they do every day. When you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Swartner, Texas, or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auctions in Lockhart, Texas, with auctions every Thursday. There's never been a time more importantly than today to thank our policemen or first responders. So when you see them, take a moment to say thanks. It really will go a long way, and that's good for Texas.
Hi, folks. Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces since 1982. If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds, all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations. From Buda to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Buda next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The big international wing-ding and hoot-nanny, South by Southwest, starts tomorrow. Also for us locals, the Cowboy Breakfast is tomorrow morning, and Rodeo Austin's Big Barbecue Cook-Off starts tomorrow as well. But here right now with Page 2, Jimmy Carter.
Well, they got a new anchorman for the NBC Nightly News. Is Tony Lamas.
Who is that guy?
Well, I wouldn't know unless I remember seeing him a few times on the weekend. He was doing the World News Tonight on ABC Weekend Edition. And just a clean-cut looking guy. And, you know, he's kind of from the David Muir school of anchorman looking things. You know,
yes,
dark-haired
yeah.
guy. I mean, he's good looking dude. And he's young. Don't know much more about him than that. He's been at WTVJ in Miami a little bit, ABC
okay.
World News Tonight a little bit. He's kind of jumped around a lot. He came to NBC back in 2021, and they think he was promised the nightly job when he came over from ABC. So now he is getting the nightly job.
Certainly had no sense they had anybody in the wings that they were grooming. And as that story broke yesterday, you know, I mean, you name it, Variety, AP, they're all sending boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
boom, boom. So I didn't read any of it, really. I just looked at the guy's picture and saw his name. And I went, you know, he reminded me of, who was the guy during the Gulf War that rose to fame quickly and then fizzled out, the Scud Stud?
Well, Brian Remember? Williams was one of those.
Who yeah, that's another guy, though.
Kind of guy.
And it was that Stone guy, something
Yeah,
Stone.
I do remember. Stone Phillips, was that one of them?
Stone Phillips, yeah, that's it, yeah. Well, he didn't look exactly like him, but when
he looks
I saw
close.
Him, I said,
he does.
I said, that guy used to dance at Chippendales.
Yeah. So he's one of these guys that looks like they could have danced in one of those places, but we'll see. Yeah, he's as good as any of them. CBS is the one that's a mess. This
well,
anchor,
you know what?
That's a terrible show.
Why not? Look at what especially Fox News does, but they're not the only one. Get hired there. You got to be fairly glib and all, but for the most part, you got to have great legs and be incredibly attractive. So
it's television. You still can't
yeah.
be but ugly. And, you know, you can be kind of ugly if you're really good at what you're doing, but that's still very difficult to do. And these people look like matinee, you know, look like Marlboro men. You know, David mm-hmm. Muir's not an overly good-looking guy, but he's attractive. And this guy looks good. And who's doing CBS, those dudes, they're lost. You know, they're just, that's a horrible show. CBS is in so much trouble. They're in big trouble, ratings-wise and otherwise. Gene Hackman's death. They are now in the guessing game phase now because the toxicology, everything, waiting for a little bit more of the toxicology results. But everything they've looked into doesn't prove a thing. And now they're just guessing that one may have had a heart attack while the other one freaked out and fell down, maybe hit, you know, they don't know. They're grasping at straws trying to come up with some kind of answer on that story. And, you know, I guess I don't think we'll probably ever know about that. They've canceled a show that you may have watched on, I think it's on Netflix, called The Recruit. It was about a CIA
you
lawyer,
turned us
really
on
good
to that.
For 2 seasons.
And I went a season and a half of that and then kind of burned out on it. But it was very good, and I was surprised to see.
I think it's got nowhere to go after the end of the second season. It kind of had jumped the shark. I mean, it was ready to go, and it's really good for 2 seasons, and that's really all it deserved. So
you know,
it has been.
I saw something yesterday, and I meant to print it out. It said that Netflix has a production budget in the next year of, it was $16 billion.
Yeah.
I went, my gosh. Well, Jimmy, you've taught us. I think the movie that won the Oscar, one of the things they're talking about is how they made it so cheap, like $4.5
yeah.
million. So what's a average good movie cost these days? Probably $10 million?
Yeah, but if it's these big Marvel movies and some of those, you know, Mission Impossibles, they're all in the $300 million, you know, or more. They've got to make almost $1 billion to really go into profit.
Still, for $16 billion, you can make a lot of $300 million.
Oh, you can make a lot of rom-coms and and stuff like that. You can make some, you can make a lot of stuff. And they've got a lot of stuff that we don't see. Remember, Netflix is a worldwide service, and I don't think they put everything they've got, you know, where we can see it. I think they do some things that are specific to certain languages and that type of thing. So Netflix is a big operation for sure. And in the world of sports, the NBA Cleveland Cavaliers are headed to the playoffs and defeated Miami Heat. Boy, I remember when there used to be a guy that was, I can't remember his name now, but he was a great talk show host in Cleveland. I used to, on the skip, listen to that late at night, and he would call them the Cleveland Cadavers because they were always so bad.
Yeah. Well, they got good when they had LeBron, but they don't have LeBron and they make
the lake. They don't have LeBron there, but they're there. Beat the Heat. So that's all we know. And that's the only NBA story I'll probably do until they have the playoffs.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you kind of mentioned, you said that guy that ate all the Tiffany diamonds, $1 million worth, they said.
Yeah, I like
he
it.
Was representing an NBA player from the Orlando Magic, but that turned out to be true.
Yeah. Eat the jewelry. All right.
All right, buddy. See you in the morning. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And thank you also to Crestview RV, Mike Regan and his bunch. You know, they're in Buda. They're in Georgetown and I believe over in Waco as well. More about Crestview here in a little bit. And, of course, like I said yesterday, if you got a steak on your plate tonight, odds of that cow came through Swartner Farm and Ranch, largest broker and seller of cattle in America. Pretty dang good. We thank Jim Swartner, who this morning was standing up and saluting all of the folks in the law enforcement business, a community service, actually protecting our lives. Thank you, Jim, as always. 801, more to come this morning here on 95.9. It's Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.